And welcome back to Station 1111, where we talk about all the things that happen in between. I am excited to bring to you today some more ideas that will help foster those thought-provoking conversations as you get ready to go forth on this Tuesday. Oh my gosh, y'all, it's been so long. Welcome back to the station. Well, I should be saying welcome back to the station, because if you are a listener to any podcast and you come across this one, that means that you have an alert set up, and I'm sorry it's taking me so long to get back to you. I was like, I'm gonna call y'all right back, and I never called back. I'm sorry about that. But I'm back again with another lesson, or another kind of just talk. I was about to say lesson. Look, I'm a teacher, so bear with me. But it's been a while, but I'm back with more information about nature, right? So yesterday was April 8th, and it was what we were talking about as Eclipse Day. I was going around saying Happy Eclipse Day. Here in Central Pennsylvania, it was really just like humbum, like kind of response. Like the moon literally passed by the sun, and we couldn't see it because we had overcast. Oh, but today though, not a cloud in the sky. Not even one, y'all. But I'm here because I hear people, like, you know, just being so just disappointed with everything that happened. But I really like talking about nature on this channel. I found myself being interested in it because I'm finding messages in the things that are around me. And so I'm going to share with you all what was downloaded for me as I was watching the eclipse. So like I said, I woke up yesterday and I have been excited about this eclipse because I love looking at I appreciate the moon and I appreciate the stars. Not so much as I'm getting energy and stuff like that from it, even though I do sometimes joke around like that, but more so because I just appreciate how beautiful it is, like to look up in the sky and to see the stars. But when I woke up yesterday and it was overcast, I was like really disappointed, like, oh man, I ain't gonna be able to see it. So I had put on one of my favorite Christian songs from like back in the day, which is I Told the Storm. I'm like low-key praying to God, like, God, just break these clouds open so I can just see it, at least just give me a glimpse of it. And so I decided that I was going to go on top of one of the parking decks at my job, like the very top of it, to at least try to see if I could capture a glimpse. And sure enough, God split the clouds just for a moment for me to be able to see the moon going across the sun. Now, our view wasn't as great as, so I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, and I was able to see my mom's reaction when it went total darkness. But where am I going with this point? People have been so disappointed, but if you pay attention just to what was going on, so I was pulling messages from it about like the covering of what is happening. From the covering, the moon covering the sun, to the little things that they were talking about. So there was a ring of fire, which my church has been in this season of understanding the importance of being ignited and on fire for God and being molded and pressed and all of those things. Like, he's the potter and we're the clay. But the one thing that stuck out to me, there's so many things that stuck out to me, but I'm going to wrap it up for the point of me staying under my 5-minute thing. Even though I ain't been here in a long time, y'all can wait. I'm getting to the point of, there was one part of the eclipse, the total eclipse, where they were like, oh, that's the diamond ring. So you've been covered, and then you get, once the covering passes, once the moon starts to move away from the sun, it gives like this flash of light that looks like a diamond ring. And I feel like I'm in the season where God has had me is trying to cover me. Like, your girl is stubborn. Like, has been trying to cover me and keep me just so that he can perfect me, so that he can mold me, so that he can shield me even from things that I don't need to have exposure to. But I've been kind of disobedient to that. But on the other side, there's a ring, and not so much as it being about like a wedding outside of like, I want to get married, but more so of the covenant that happens and the promise that happens when we walk in the will of God, when we allow God to cover us. And then he pulls us out of that and he uses us, but he also makes a promise to us. I don't know if y'all remember back in the day, we used to do like promise rings with our friends, or we used to do like, you know, promise rings with I remember having rings that would, like, mine would say best, and my other friend would have the friend part. And then like these rings that you would have in relationships. But if we go into relationship with God and we allow him to cover us, there's a promise, there's a covenant, that there's just an opportunity for that. And so that was, that's the nature piece of this. But I think in all, like God is speaking, and I wanted to come on the channel so that people don't take this, what he's saying, to be light. That there's more to be heard from what God is doing. Another thing that has been coming up is, like, people were so afraid before the eclipse. Like, they were like, oh, this is doomsday. This is the end of the world. We're looking at the fact that the bridge in Baltimore just collapsed, and the fact that there was an earthquake in New York last week. And people are really scared. And God has just been, like, speaking to me over and over again that we need to put on the full armor of God. And I said that I was going to do a get ready with me. If you watch TikTok or any of those social media platforms, you know, some of the influencers will get up and they'll point to the different things. Get ready with me. But I think we need to do a get ready with me so that every morning we put on the full armor of God. Because as believers, we shouldn't be so easily swayed to fall for the tricks of the enemy to believe that what God is doing, we should be afraid of. No, what God is doing, we should actually rejoice, because these are promises that he was going to do it anyway. Like in Mark 4, I think 21, people have been praying in my city over the past week, like every day for 24 hours. They were doing this consistent prayer. But in Mark 4, 21, it says that the people were praying and the building that they were in began to shake and began to rumble. And they started to pray harder. But people who saw that, who were listening to media and watching the news and CNN and Fox, whatever, they became afraid and became stagnant. But what we should do is pray harder, because this is evidence of what God is doing. So I know I haven't been here in a very long time because I've been going through my own stuff. And I also made it a point after last year, because I was trying to get to 52 podcasts for the 52 weeks in the year. And I said that I was going to be more concerned about quality over quantity. So me not just getting on the podcast and just talking, but coming and having something to say. And I think this is what I'm supposed to say to you all. Number one, allow God to cover you. If you're in a season of your eclipse, let it happen. The other thing, fun fact, let me throw this in here, another download that I got last night, is it didn't even take that long. If you think about what we were building up to as far as the eclipse and all the conversations, the reason why people were like it's anticlimactic is because it didn't take that long. It was like 4 minutes in total of what was happening. But sometimes it seems like it's longer and drawn out because of what we're doing, because we're anticipating it. But if we just let God do what he's going to do, get back to business and focus on what we're doing, it won't seem like that long. I felt like he was speaking to me because I really want to be married. Like, I really want to be partnered. I really want to have someone to pour into me, and I'd be able to pour out some of the things that I have within me to a partner. I can do it to my students and to my colleagues and friends. But, you know, I want to be loved too. Dr. Jess want to get a little love too. God. But it doesn't, while if I'm focusing on what God is asking me to do, it won't seem like that long. It won't seem like eternity, even though it's a miraculous move of him. So, okay, this is part two in the end. I had a phone call. I forgot to put my phone on airplane mode. But real quick, the first thing to focus on is the covering from this message. And the second thing to focus on is get ready with me. Put on your full armor of God. God is doing something. So make sure you have on your shoes of peace when the society is talking about everything going on and they're making it fear-mongering. Put on your shoes of peace. Get into your word. Get into Jesus. Listen, Stanley, I think her name is, you know, the coach from South Carolina, she said it best. She said, get saved. The second thing is put on your helmet, right? Because we need to protect our mind. So get into that and get your sword. Like, I'm skipping over some, but get ready, y'all, because the one thing you don't want to do is allow what is happening to impact how you walk, because that is just getting in the way of what God is trying to do. And then it's going to seem longer for his promises to actually happen when he just wants to cover you and he wants to make a promise with you, a covenant with you. So that's the segment. So you know what I'm going to do. I will talk to you loves later.